On the Screen Show, it's time for the latest arts news with Claire Nichols.
Hello, Jason. In Chicago, police are investigating an attack on the American actor Jussie Smollett. Now, you probably know him best as Jamal on the TV series Empire. It's alleged that two men yelled racial and homophobic slurs at the actor. They hit him in the face, they poured a, quote, unknown chemical substance, end quote, on him, and wrapped a rope around his neck before fleeing. Now, Jussie Smollett, who is gay, is said to be okay, and he was able to take himself to hospital after this incident. But obviously, Jason, this is a really distressing attack. And friends and colleagues of Jussie Smollett have gone to social media to condemn the incident, including the creator of Empire, the writer and director Lee Daniels.
You didn't deserve, nor anybody deserves, to have a noose put around your neck, to have bleach thrown on you. You are better than that. We are better than that. America is better than that. It starts at home. It starts at home, yo. We have to love each other, regardless of what sexual orientation we are, because it shows that we are united on a united front.
So that's some of what Lee Daniels had to say, and I did have to edit some of that video in order to play it on the radio, but it's clear that he was very upset by this attack. So far, no one has been arrested, but Chicago police are collecting video footage of the incident and have asked for witnesses to come forward.
Okay. In other news, Sundance is underway again. How are the Aussies faring?
Well, there are a record 6 Australian films showing at the film festival in Utah, which started this week. And already one of those movies has secured a major deal. So that film is Little Monsters. It's written and directed by the Australian Abe Forsyth. And it's a movie that's been described as a rom-com-zom, which is a romantic comedy about a zombie invasion, starring international actors Lupita Nyong'o, Josh Gad, and the Australian Alexander England. And it has sold its US rights to Neon and Hulu, which is great news. The other Australian films showing at Sundance are Top End Wedding, The Nightingale, I Am Mother, Animals, and Judy and Punch.
And speaking of successful Australians, I noticed that producer Sue Maslin made the list of Australia Day honorees.
She did. Sue Maslin was named an Officer of the Order of Australia for her distinguished service to the Australian film industry as a producer. Now, Sue Maslin is the producer of movies like The Dressmaker and Japanese Story. Here she is on RN last year, making the argument for more films led by women, both behind the scenes and in front of the camera.
Female-driven films actually outperform male protagonist-driven films. And this evidence has been around now for years, certainly since, 2015, when there was a research study of the 25 highest grossing films coming out of the US every year from, 2006 to 2015. It was the films driven by women that outgrossed by a factor of around 15% across the board, films that were driven by male protagonists.
Producer Sue Maslin there, a new Officer of the Order of Australia. Now, the SAG Awards were held over the weekend. Who won?
Well, it's always interesting to see who wins at the Screen Actors Guild Awards because it might give us a bit of a hint for the Oscars. Now, there's no Best Picture category at the SAGs. Instead, the big prize is the one for Best Ensemble. And interestingly, we're keeping an eye on Roma and The Favourite because they look like the Oscar frontrunners. They weren't even nominated in this category at the SAGs. So the prize for Best Ensemble actually went to Black Panther. In the acting categories, Best Actor went to Rami Malek, Glenn Close won Best Lead Actress for The Wife, and Mahershala Ali won Best Supporting Actor for Green Book. Those three actors are looking pretty strong for the Oscars at this point. But for Best Supporting Actress, there was a bit of a surprise. Emily Blunt won there for A Quiet Place, and she isn't even in the running for an Oscar, so that one's interesting. In the TV categories, the award for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to the cast of This Is Us. Sandra Oh won a prize for Killing Eve, and Jason Bateman won for Ozark.
And Claire, before you go, there are a couple of significant losses to the film industry over the last week.
Yeah, farewell to the film composer Michel Legrand, who died this week at the age of 86. He was a French-born musician, a prolific composer. He won 5 Grammys and 3 Oscars, including a Best Song Oscar for The Windmills of Your Mind from the Thomas Crown Affair in 1968.
Oh, and the Umbrellas of Cherbourg, so many great, yet fantastic composer.
And farewell to Dusan Markovev, the Serbian writer and director known for his sometimes offbeat and erotic films, perhaps most famously the 1981 movie Montenegro. And you know, he has an Australian link too. Yes. In 1985, he came here to direct The Coca-Cola Kid. And he was also 86 when he died this week.
Histories of an Organism. Yeah, fantastic director too. All right, Claire Nichols there with the Arts News. Thanks.